The Famous Five. Five Fall into Adventure by Enid Blyton. Read by Jan Francis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. At Kirin Cottage Again. Georgina was at the station to meet her three cousins. Timmy, her dog, was with her, his long tail wagging eagerly. He knew quite well they had come to meet Julian, Dick and Anne, and he was glad. It was much more fun when the five were all together.
"Here comes the train, Timmy," said George.
Nobody called her Georgina, because she wouldn't answer if they did. She looked like a boy with her short, curly hair and her jeans and open-necked shirt. Her face was covered with freckles, and her legs and arms were as brown as a traveller's. There was the far-off rumble of a train, and as it came nearer, a short, warning hoot. Timmy whined and wagged his tail. He didn't like trains, but he wanted this one to come. Nearer and nearer it came, slowing down as it reached Kirin Station. Long before it came to the little platform, three heads appeared out of one of the windows, and three hands waved wildly. George waved back, her face one big smile. The door swung open almost before the train stopped. Out came a big boy and helped down a small girl. Then came another boy, not quite so tall as the first one, with a bag in each hand. He dragged